Today is Tuesday, March 5th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by Quince. Who doesn't love the good things in life? Even though I love a little luxury, it doesn't mean I always want to spend those prices. But now I have Quince. Quince is my go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. I've been wearing their cashmere garments all winter long and constantly getting compliments on them. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Following Vice President Kamala Harris's call on Sunday for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, she met with a senior Israeli cabinet member and the leader of one of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opposition parties, Benny Gantz. Along with her call for a ceasefire, Harris also criticized Israel for not doing enough to allow aid into Gaza, as the death toll has reportedly surpassed 30,000 people, with over 500,000 Gazans currently at risk for death from starvation. Also yesterday, the UN released a preliminary report saying that it has, quote, grounds to believe that members of Hamas committed sexual violence against women during the October 7th attack in at least three separate locations, as well as against hostages held in the Gaza Strip. The report was issued by the UN Secretary General's Special Envoy on Sexual Violence and called for a fuller investigation and a broader report on what occurred. The preliminary investigation that led to this report also addressed allegations by Palestinian officials that Palestinian women who were held in detention by Israel in the West Bank had been assaulted. The report has asked Israel to grant access to UN officials to conduct investigations into these allegations. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously yesterday to overturn the Colorado State Supreme Court decision to remove Donald Trump from their state's Republican primary ballot on the grounds of his role in the January 6th insurrection. Not only that, but Donald Trump cannot be removed from any state ballot unless he is found guilty in federal court of having a role in the insurrection, which, as we know, is a matter that's currently in legal question, but is on hold while we await this exact Supreme Court decision. All nine justices agreed that states can decide who is eligible for state office, but not for federal office. And although the Supreme's decision was unanimous, there were split reasonings for their ruling. Four of the justices, all of the women on the court, incidentally, reasoned that the Colorado Supreme Court went too far, as a state court does not have the authority to remove individuals from a ballot for federal elected office. I'll add that the court did not rule on whether Donald was responsible for the insurrection, and this decision also does not address whether he has immunity from federal prosecution due to his role as former president, which is a separate legal question. I'm sure none of these nuances will be lost on anybody. Just another quick Donald-related story before we move on. The Trump Organization's former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, pled guilty to perjury in the New York State civil fraud trial, the one that just landed Donald with what has accrued to be almost a $400 million-ish dollar penalty. Weisselberg admitted that he lied in sworn testimony regarding the size of Trump Tower in order to obtain favorable loans, insurance rates, and other economic benefits. He was released on bail but will be sentenced to 5 months in jail on April 10th. Oh my God, my birthday. Also in the world of guilty pleas, do you remember the National Guard member Jack Teixeira, who was arrested for leaking top-secret Pentagon records to his friend's Discord chat, which was known as Thug Shaker Central? Teixeira pled guilty yesterday in federal court to six counts of willful retention and transmission of national defense information under the Espionage Act. He admitted to leaking highly classified military documents about the war in Ukraine. That's not alarming. As well as other national security secrets under his plea agreement, which calls for a prison sentence of 16 years. The plea agreement is scheduled to be reviewed and approved, or not, by a judge in September. Gonna be a tough 16 years for his buddies at Thug Shaker Central. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our partner Quince. Quince is my favorite place to purchase luxury essentials at affordable prices. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.